the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, where we discuss all things crypto related. Your host, Kieran Ryan.
One of the problems that you have in the professional services sector, particularly in engineering, is people having fraudulent certificates claiming to be engineers when they're not. And the other one is that people who've trained through the university system are unable to find jobs because they're not work ready. Well, here at the Binance Blockchain Conference in Dubai, there are a few people who are trying to solve that problem. One of them is Hussein Shihad from a company called LKML, and he has developed a system which would basically verify that you have obtained the certification that you require. This is all logged on the blockchain, it cannot be altered, and it can be very easily verified by an employer. Hussein, welcome. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in this.
Thank you so much, Kieran, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So let me start like how everything started. So as a chemical engineer, once I graduated, I wasn't getting a job that I wanted. And then I had to learn how to do the job in my industry. So I had to take up a course. So once I took up the course, I was very much active on LinkedIn. And through LinkedIn, I've started getting like few orders for my courses. I started teaching, you know, students and freshers who are in the company who want promotions in their company, how to get promotion and how to do the job, all the skills that they lack. I was teaching them. Although I never worked, but what I learned from the course, I started teaching them. And that's because I connected with a lot of industry experts who are already working and how this industry works. You know, basically I started everything from zero. I've not invested a single penny in this company. So before I started this company was not even registered. I didn't even buy the domain, check the domain if it's available, and thankfully it was available. And I didn't have the money to buy the domain. So I just made a poster and then marketed LinkedIn because I have good followers over there. And I write very good articles on LinkedIn, and that's why I get a lot of followers over there. And with that, I started getting orders. And the first order that I got, the money I got, it was like probably $500 or something. With that $500, I registered in the company and started this. And then hired like two people, a software developer and graphic designers. And yeah, just me. So we three were working all the way from 2022, it's just started through COVID times. So back in COVID times, there was like no job, scarcity of job, right? So that's when I got this idea about online education. So when I started this, it was doing very well during COVID time was really peak. I mean, a lot of people were taking my courses and that's when it boomed. And it's almost like 2+ years now, we have trained almost 400-500k plus engineers from all around the world, and the people who take our courses are like probably 40+, 50+ who are working in the company. But right now I am not teaching them. We have industry experts who want to share their knowledge on our platform. So that's how it, you know, changed from a e-learning course, you know, selling platform to e-learning platform, like knowledge sharing platform. That's how we introduced it as a knowledge sharing platform. And when we introduced this and it was going really well, and I observed a lot of people are doing, you know, showing in their company that I have done this course on Alchemy, faking our certificates. Okay. And so to combat this, I think with blockchain, we can verify who has actually done course from us, through us, even in the universities. Many universities, they fake the degrees. That's why engineers lack the skills and they just get the degree and then they don't know how to do the job. And then the calamities, you know, some disaster happen in the industry. That's because they're not fit engineers. We have to have a, you know, skilled professional who's really fit, who can actually do this job.
So you started off really marketing through LinkedIn, and you got how many followers on LinkedIn?
I've got like If you combine my company and my personal followers, it's almost more than 100,000 plus, and it's all organic. It's a hard work. I would say it's a hard work of probably during my college days. It's almost like 6 years now to reach 100,000 followers.
Right. So, yeah. And the reason you're getting that kind of traction is because you're writing articles about the engineering sector. And what sectors in engineering are you focusing on?
Yeah, currently we are focused on oil and gas, mechanical, you know, whatever it's related to mechanical engineering, chemical engineering, electrochemical, and petrochemical, petroleum engineers, all basically all of these fields.
And do you have any idea how many of these people who do these courses, and first of all, they are verified on the blockchain that they have done it, so you can't fake these certificates?
Yeah, we can't fake these certificates, and that's because recently Vitalik has introduced a system called soulbound tokens on Ethereum. It was previously, you know, last year it was launched over there. But then now many companies are working on this, and our main focus is to be the top e-learning platform, which is verifiable in blockchain. And we are working on something that, you know, if you buy our tokens, you can actually get the courses as well as, you know, we reward them the same token so you can take other courses as well. So these are like some of the utilities when it comes to tokenization.
And the people who have done the engineering courses, are they then finding jobs? Are you able to track that? Do you have any stats on that?
Yes, we have a lot of people who are generally giving good reviews about us on Google, LinkedIn, and when there's something coming up, now it's not me who's doing marketing. I've never, paid a single penny for Google ads or Facebook ads or Meta ads, nothing. It's all organic. I'm not even paying a single rupee, but I'm getting all the orders. They are just calling me. And before, I used to call them and ask, would you like to take this course? Because we have received an inquiry. But now I'm not receiving anything. It's just they're, you know, buying it and they're doing their thing. And industry experts, they're coming on a platform. They are training the students or freshers in their company. And let's say if a batch has like 15 students, one or two who's really performing well in that batch, they get placed in very good companies like ADNOC, Aramco, which we have previously referred to a lot of our students and freshers.
And so do you have relationships with these big companies like Aramco?
Yes, we have good relationship with Aramco, ADNOC, and other companies as well, like Shell, Petronas, many companies.
Where do most of your students come from? Are they from Asia or elsewhere?
Yeah, most of our students are from Middle East. And they have like back from there. India or Russia and Indonesia, even Malaysia. A lot of Malaysians also. And yeah, a few Chinese were there. Not much.
Okay.
Also from the US, United States. I've worked with one of the top industrialists whose name is Dari B. Larum, who has been awarded in Shell. He was top industrialist of chemical industry. So he had worked on our platform to train students.
Okay, and do most of these people then find work having done these courses, or do you not really track that?
We do track them. I mean, if they are facing any difficulties in finding job or something, we definitely, whenever there is openings or anything, industry experts send on our private channel, and we check with our students if they match the skill set and if they are good to go, they get the job.
So how do people reach out to you? Do they get you on LinkedIn? Do you have a website?
Yeah, we have a website. We have LinkedIn, Instagram. We make YouTube videos. We provide free webinars, free workshops every once in a month. So this is for everyone who's interested in learning about oil and gas and petroleum field.
Okay, and how do people find you? What, maybe spell AlchemyL for them.
AlchemyL, it goes by AlchemyL. AlchemyL.
AlchemyL, okay. Yes. Hussein, thanks very much for joining us on the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Kiran. It was a pleasure, and I hope to see you soon.
Likewise. Bye. Thank you. One of the more interesting things that's been happening in the education space is a thing called Open Campus and providing content on a much broader scale than is traditionally available through the bricks and mortar approach. One of the companies here at the Blockchain Binance Conference is Open Campus, which is residing on the EduChain system, if I'm correct. And I'm speaking here to Shah Han, who is the portfolio manager for Animoco Brands. So just tell us a little bit about what is Open Campus? How does this change the traditional education approach?
So Open Campus is a community DAO first and foremost, which means there are lots of different contributors that come in and support this initiative. Animoco Brands is one such contributor, and that's my involvement in the project. Now, why Open Campus exists is because we believe that the entire education industry benefits from being tokenized. That includes things like being able to verify learning credentials, bring learning opportunities on chain, as well as bringing earning opportunities into the blockchain space as well. And so education itself is a very large field, and no single project can solve this, which is why we're launching EDU Chain, which is a permissionless layer 3 blockchain.
Now, just explain layer 3. Why is that important?
Sure. So when we talk about blockchains, layer 1s are well established as providing a lot of the blockchain transaction value that exists. Layer 2s are well established for being able to scale that, to scale the transactions and the block space. But a layer 3 is actually not about improving the throughput of chain transactions. It's about building a space where there's a common infrastructure, a common user base, and a common liquidity source that anybody who builds there can use. So you can consider it like a single app chain that's dedicated to a particular use case. And in our case, that's education.
Okay, let's break that down a little bit. Now, one of the things I've noticed is that you haven't been going very long. You spoke about you're building EduChain, and yet I see you've got 20 million users. That is a phenomenal statistic. Explain how that happened and what content is currently available.
So as a community-led DAO,
A DAO is a decentralized autonomous organization. That's something that where people can vote, basically, on the blockchain.
That's right. So as a community-led DAO, we work with a lot of different projects. And through an initiative called the Open Campus Accelerator, which we launched about a year ago, we now have close to 70 different Web2 educational technology and tech companies that are actually contributing to the Open Campus ecosystem. Now, through these 70 edtech companies, we have access to now actually 22 million addressable learners, and we are actively onboarding these users into EduChain. And so far, we've already onboarded over 600,000 of these users.
Again, these are such huge numbers, and it sounds like you're at the beginning of a journey, and you know we're even near the middle of it. So you obviously see the potential for this almost being fairly limitless. Maybe explain why the blockchain is important in this whole operation.
So ultimately, it's about ownership of various digital data that people have, right? So as an educator, you need to have ownership over your digital content in order to be fairly rewarded for creating that education. And it's a big problem that exists where teachers, educators are not remunerated fairly. And we believe this is a great way to do so. Similarly, for learners, actually being able to prove that you have gone through some kind of learning experience and therefore taking that proof of learning and actually being able to go and earn a better income, whether it's through an employer or somebody you're trying to do some work with, is very, very valuable. You think about how much employers spend on actually vetting the employees that come in. The candidate verification process is incredibly tedious and expensive. And all of this can be solved by bringing this data on chain.
Right. Now, there is a token aspect to this. And I guess one would liken it to if you want to go and study in the UK, you're going to be charged in pounds, sterling. Now, You have a method of charging. Maybe explain what that is. And it is a token.
What underpins the entire Open Campus ecosystem is the EDU token. So for us, this is what people will use to actually interact within EDU chain, whether that means paying for course content, earning for the education that's been done, or even as a learner, going and doing jobs and gig work, or even getting employed and being paid in the EDU within this ecosystem. So ultimately, that's what underpins the entire liquidity within EDU chain.
And I guess on blockchain as well, you can verify. Any employer would want to know, did you actually study this? And you have this immutable record called the blockchain, which you can go and check and inspect. And that will say, okay, he's qualified for the job that he claims to have qualified for. Give us an idea, what is it that people are most interested in studying?
I think this is a very broad question. Ultimately, there's a gap between the education that happens and the skill needs that employers require. And I think increasingly we're seeing this in new fields like technology, where now university degrees are no longer required for the job. And to me, that indicates that there is a mismatch between what is being taught and what employers require. So I think ultimately, the reason that anybody actually learns and goes through an education is to improve their earning potential. So the simple answer is, people are most interested in learning the hard skills that are actually going to lead them to have better income profiles.
So I guess that would be things like software engineer, coding, the various engineering fields, that type of thing?
There's a huge interest, for example, in engineers who want to come into the Web3 space and they want to upskill themselves from being Web2 engineers into Web3. Similarly, there's lots of interest in people who want to learn about AI, where they see the transformative power that's coming, but they don't know where to start. And all of these are things that people are actually solving by creating a lot of educational content around these hot topics.
So you can do a course on the AI programming and how to get into it.
That's right. And what's more, you can actually go through this course, show that you've learned using that course, take that as a verified credential, and then perhaps even go and earn high income.
Now, do you track the people who've gone through your courses and see if they subsequently got employed or they got a promotion in their work?
So this will all be logged on the Open Campus ID. OCID is our decentralized ID that currently has over 600,000 users on it. And so each time somebody does something like a learning behavior, they will be able to lock this immutably on the Open Campus ID. But better yet, once they've actually got employed and if they actually earned their income on chain, there will be a record of that earning on chain as well. So you can actually prove almost like a digital resume, if you will, that you've actually worked for certain projects and new employees don't have to go out and spend money verifying that.
Now, you're based out of Hong Kong. You sound like you're from the UK. Tell us a bit about yourself. How did you end up in Hong Kong?
So I've come full circle back to education. And what I mean by that is both my parents are actually university professors. And as a child, I moved around to many different countries across Asia, following my parents who taught and built content and actually educated people at various universities in the region. Myself, I ended up working in traditional finance. So I used to work in banks and hedge funds before going into fintech and working at various sort of fintech projects that I launched myself. Until this opportunity came around and I realized I could actually merge my Web3 experience with a passion for education that I've had ever since a child, watching my parents be educators themselves. So this is really coming full circle.
You know, it does strike me as an interesting development in the field of education. If you look at Africa, where educational standards may have lagged somewhat behind the rest of the world, now you have this opportunity to participate at the very highest level through systems which are delivered online, remotely, decentralized. And by the way, I think the Open Campus, you don't vet the content. You've got all of these providers. I guess there's some kind of vetting that happens, but it's not done by you. At the end of the day, it's the users who are going to vote to support it or not.
That's right. Ultimately, this is a market economy that we're creating here. And as a permissionless blockchain, many different builders can come in and build their projects on the EDU chain. The ones that actually get traction from users are the ones that will be supported and continue to operate. And in the long run, ultimately, it is this almost capitalistic environment in which the best businesses are the ones that will survive, and we'll see that as what remains in the industry. So in many ways, you can consider this as community-driven process rather than us being the ultimate arbiters of what we think is good content. It is truly market-led.
Now, tell us about the founders of Open Campus. Who are they and what is their background?
So Open Campus is it's a combination of different companies that came together to say, let's solve this problem of education chain. So Animoca Brands are one of the core contributors, and our founder, Yatsu, is a big advocate for education on chain. Similarly, another project called TinyTap, which is a large Web2 ed tech company, they also saw the opportunity in tokenizing education. So the founder, Yogev Shelley, came in, worked with Yatsu to launch this, and then got great support from Binance and, of course, from investors like great institutions like Sequoia.
It's going to be an interesting journey, and I think we are really looking at a new frontier in terms of education. So I look forward to following your progress, and thanks very much for joining us on the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast.
Thanks so much for having us. It's going to be a long journey ahead, so we encourage anybody who wants to support us to come join our endeavors at Open Campus and EDU Chain.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, hosted by Kieran Ryan. To listen to our other podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.